This week, Morning Edition's been running a series of stories on the legacy of the Clinton administration. NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg talks with Health and Human Services Secretary Donna Shalala, who's been in the Clinton cabinet all 8 years.
Donna Shalala came to Washington in 1993 with a background in education. She'd been chancellor of the University of Wisconsin at Madison. Before that, president of Hunter College in New York. And when she leaves, she'll become president of the University of Miami. So, it's not surprising that when we spoke late last month, Shalala focused on young people when I asked about the legacy of the Clinton administration.
Our best legacy is the same for the department as it is for the administration, that American children are healthier and wealthier. When you think about the impact of the economy, in the end, American families are better off. And kids are in better shape than they've been. From a health point of view, they're in better shape than they've been ever in the history of this country. If you look at the fundamentals for American kids, our investments in education, in health, in the income of their parents, American kids are better off. That's as good a legacy as anyone could wish for.
You've been through some rocky roads as Secretary of Health and Human Services, and one had to do with welfare reform. The president promised, before he became president, in his campaign that we would see an end to welfare as we knew it. We have, but you worried early on about welfare reform, which turned a lot of the power over to the states, made jobs mandatory, and set a time limit on which people could stay on welfare. You worried then about these very children that you're feeling pleased about now.
I did. There's no question that we've ended welfare as we know it. We haven't ended poverty as we know it. We've reduced poverty in this country. No question about it. The economy has helped us do that. Welfare reform, educational investments have helped us do that. But there are too many American children that are growing up in very poor homes, even when their parents are working.
Well, two things on the future, the possible downturn of the economy and the advent of a Republican administration. What happens to your children under those circumstances?
We've thought a lot about what happens if there's an economic downturn, who gets displaced, and what we ought to do. I think one of the things we've learned in this administration is if people are out of work, then we ought to be investing in their retraining, substantial investment in their retraining. We've got to make it easy for people to go back and get more training and be able to support their families if the economy starts to turn down. Cover every kid. At the end of 4 years, be able to say that there is not a child in this country that doesn't have good health insurance.
But in a new administration where the climate seems to be for tax cuts and less federal spending, how does that happen?
Well, we've got the resources. We've got the resources. A little less tax cut, a little less spending on some things that we don't necessarily need, and we can take care of every American kid.
Mm-hmm. Donna Shalala, I want to talk about you now a little more personally and your relationship to this administration, because there have certainly been some highs and some lows. I would say one of the lows was very early on with this disaster of the Hillary Clinton, wasn't it, 1,400-page report on health care reform that landed with a huge thud.
Well, I think that the administration learned something out of that, and that is that you can't write huge treatises to fundamentally change something like the healthcare system without consensus by the American people that this is what they want to do. Now, there was consensus, to be fair to us, that something needed to be done with the healthcare system, too many Americans without health insurance. There was not consensus on what to do. We have never been able to take giant steps in this country unless there was consensus on both. And that's the mistake we made.
Are we in worse shape now in terms of healthcare than we were when this administration came in?
No.
How come so many people feel they are?
I think that perception hasn't caught up with reality. The reason I say no is not because I don't think there are problems there. The system is, HMOs are in deep trouble in this country in terms of public perception. But more Americans have health insurance than ever before. And we stopped this slide of Americans losing their health insurance. More children have health insurance than ever before in this country. We've got a serious problem with quality, the unevenness of the system. I don't know what happens after HMOs.
Mm-hmm.
But I do know the concept of an HMO is under fundamental attack.
You lived through the Lewinsky scandal, one of a number of administration insiders who got out in front in support of your president, and then there were reports that at a cabinet meeting, you spoke up and essentially scolded him.
Well, without commenting on a private meeting with the president, let me just say that for everyone, including the people of this country, that was a very difficult period. I have not changed my view since I started in this administration that political leaders, those of us that are appointed or elected, have to be policy leaders as well as moral leaders, and that our personal behavior is as important as our public behavior. And I'm so sensitive about how young people view us as role models. But we have lived through this period. We have grown through it. My relationship with the president is still a very strong relationship. And whatever I said to him in private, he and I will both remember.
That is none of our business. What about then your relationship with yourself? How many times in these 8 years did you find yourself thinking about resigning?
I actually have to say that I didn't over an issue or a policy. I certainly did at the end of the first term, only because I'm basically a child of higher education. I mean, I'm an academic, and I wanted to get back to the world I loved, working with young people. At the end of the first term, the president essentially said to me, hey, you're the one that told me we had to make changes in this welfare reform bill. You've got to stay and get this done. I felt responsible. I was confirmed by the United States Senate, by both political parties. I was nominated by a president that really believed in improving the lives of children and families in this country. And my first responsibility was as a leader, but, you know, I'm a citizen. I felt like I had a responsibility to continue, no matter how difficult it might be for me personally.
We spoke a little more than 8 years ago as you were coming to Washington and talked about what your feelings were when you were a member of that first class of Peace Corps volunteers on your way to Iran. And talked about your enthusiasm, the way you went into that. And here's something that you said at the time.
I feel the same way now as I did 30 years ago. I feel the same sense of hope and sense of excitement. I never thought I'd have that feeling again. I never thought that it would come back again, and it's here again. And I'm all grown up, and I got one of the big jobs.
That was Donna Shalala more than 8 years ago on her way to Washington.
I did. I got one of the big jobs. I had a wonderful time. It was a great adventure the way the Peace Corps was. I think I did a pretty good job for the American people, for people in the world. You know, we had a lot of impact on malaria and tuberculosis and AIDS. And I think we did it with dignity and with enthusiasm. You've got to go into these big, tough, messy jobs with enthusiasm. I got to work with fabulous people and probably the smartest president we'll ever have. It makes a difference when the person you work for is smarter than you are. It makes a big, big difference.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Donna Shalala is 59 years old, spent the past 8 years as Secretary of Health and Human Services, and in her days as a university administrator, earned the nickname Boom Boom for her management style. In June, Shalala becomes president of the University of Miami. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News, Washington.